Just give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, when you go up to play those games, you've got to be on point in all three phases. And I don't think we were able to do that. As you start looking at what we were able to do defensively, I was really impressed with our ability to, keep a lid on it in the first half. It was 17-0 at halftime. They had made a number of stops, in spite of some turnovers. When you start looking at the halftime stats and you're seeing that we're on the field defensively for 20 minutes, that's a bad formula because you're going to get worn down during the course of the game. But when you boil it down, I thought the possession time was really lopsided, 40 to 20. We were -3 in the turnover margin, which was critical. There were 17 points off of turnovers and then a couple of cheapies late.
Got some questions lined up for you. The first from Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, Rob. Thank you.
And
Good
then.
morning, Jim. How are you?
Good, Nick. How you doing?
Good. Good to see you.
You too, bro.
When you look back at your offense from this game, obviously you're playing an FBS opponent. When you look at it on film, does it really sort of expose some of the things that you really want to work on, improve right away?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that we're our assessment is we need to, we need to make sure we're delivering the ball to our playmakers, and getting it there. I mean, there's good plans to get that done, but that's in the quarterback's hands. We got to be able to do what we did in the first game, which was be able to move the ball around to, to seven, eight different people. You look at the what ifs, what if this happened, the big play to Sean Harris, that would have put us in a scoring position. And, they called it an interception on that, which is probably the right call. I think that there's plenty of stuff we need to work on individually. I thought, that where these games go, my gut is always that my gut or my experience is that, defensively you can get up there and do it. But if they're bigger and longer and can push your pocket a little bit, it becomes a long day at the office for the quarterback. And, we got to get our run game going. So there are a number of things we're working on off of that, but also not trying to, knee jerk on it. It's a tough evaluation when you play up in those games. You just hope you can play them a little closer, maybe steal one late. But we were unable to get the ball in the end zone, and that kind of stings. And we'll work to make that difference this week.
And just with your defense too, you mentioned obviously that the time that they were on the field, 40 minutes, but the way that they played in that first half, particularly a guy like AJ making that timely sack, Cole's flying around too. Do you feel like when they perform like that against an FBS opponent, it really sort of shows your identity as a defense and just sort of sticking in there?
Yeah, I think our identity is our, our attitude and our culture in terms of how prideful we are in playing hard each and every snap. You look at our ability versus the run game was really impressive. We were smashing the run game early. That opened up their pass game a little bit. We've got to eliminate some of the, the easy ones, the easy pass late down the right sideline. I mean, that's certainly a defensible play that we did not execute on, and then they got the one late when the game was kind of in tow and over. But PJ thought it was a good idea to flop one back up there to give his quarterback a little more experience.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Your next question from Steve McDowell. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. Coach, you're talking about the defense, you and Nick. 116 yards rushing for Minnesota in that game, 3 yards per carry throughout the game. Big time numbers for you guys on the defensive end, but you mentioned the time on the field for them. Does that cause you to adjust their week of preparation for Campbell on the defensive side, give them a little more time to rebound from a long Saturday on the field?
I'd like to say so, but I doubt it. I mean, our kids go, we got to heal up a little bit. I think we'll stay with the same practice structure. I am sensitive to, their legs and the amount of time they were out on the field. So, we did not condition them today, which, sort of normally is a Monday type staple for us. But I think that, that we've got a big, huge game coming up. We need good quality practice. So I don't think our structure will change a lot, and it is what it is. We played a lot of snaps. We got tough kids. They're gonna have to redo it and get back up and do it again.
And if I could follow up, Rob, Campbell, next, you mentioned a big game on Saturday, first conference game for you, that coming off an upset win of a top 20 team. For you, giveaways and takeaways have been a concern the first two weekends for Rhode Island. Campbell had four interceptions on the defensive side on Saturday. How do you address that going forward, getting ready for Saturday?
Well, I mean, you address it by operating effectively offensively, you know, getting rid of the ball on time, make sure it's going to the right people. You know, interceptions, you know, when you start looking at some of them, you know, some of them are just, you know, bad throws that turn into tips. I mean, but you we've got to manage the ball. We can't win when you're minus seven in the turnover margin, and our ability to get it off of people is eluding us right now. We practice it, we emphasize it. We got to do a better job, obviously, coaching it to make sure that the ball gets on the ground defensively, because we're to even that number up, you know, to get closer to zero and then hopefully into plus, it's going to take a team effort. But yeah, Campbell has some athletes back there. You know, we feel like we are very familiar with their structure, very similar to some of the things we do in terms of multiple. Same thing offensively. You know, our defense is kind of prepared just because their offense is similar to what we do as well. So it'll be a good week of practice. We just have to, you know, we have to improve upon, you know, we got to get the ball in the end zone, and we got to make sure we're holding on to it and, you know, trying to do what we set out to do each and every week, is just move the chains. You know, two first downs every time is going to turn out to be a pretty good game for you. And we weren't able to do that on Saturday versus a pretty good opponent.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks. Next question from Tiffany. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning, Coach. Can you talk a little bit about Cole Brockwell's performance this weekend?
Yeah, he was, you know, a great performance. He was all over the field. He was smacking people. He had, you know, was in the right spots. I mean, the kid's a real good student of the game. He prepares each and every week, and I thought he played, you know, lights out. In fact, he was named our defensive player of the week by our coaching staff. You know, really impressed what he's been able to do over the first two games, and thrilled that he's continuing to define his role as a starter and a contributor. You know, it's been a long time for him, and he's a great story.
Next question from Alice Santoro. Go ahead, Alice.
Morning, Coach. So we all kind of thought that the quarterback competition was over after week one with how Ferrell played down the stretch. And then Hunter Helms entered after two drives last week. So I'm just curious where you stand on that. I know you don't want to tip your hand, but.
No, I mean, it's not tipping a hand. I mean, I still stand on the fact that I think we have two people that we can win with. You know, obviously Dev had, you know, a really notable performance in his first outing. But Hunter is not one we're ready to walk away from. You know, the operation of our offense requires delivery of the ball on time to a number of people. And both of those guys are still able to do that. We didn't do that very well on Saturday. So what you really got is it's the first game. You know, Dev had great numbers, but, you know, there was a lot of mistakes that were made. You know, but he ended up winning the game for us, player of the week, all that good stuff. Then you got the second game, which is a tough eval versus a pretty good opponent. And, you know, they both got their shots and they both didn't do enough for us to win. But we will still continue to give those guys reps and look forward to seeing how, you know, they continue to produce throughout the year.
Oh, one more for you from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, thanks again, Rob. Coach, first conference game Saturday, CAA right now, no conference games going into this weekend, you know, in the first two weekends. You get two teams in the league with no losses, two teams with no wins, and 12 teams at 1-1, most of those with FBS losses, including yourself. Is this the starting line really on Saturday for you as you look to the season?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've mentioned that going into the first two games. So, you know, you really wanted to win Holy Cross because it's an opener, it's home. You know, someone told me a long time ago, win your home opener, win your homecoming game, and win the last one, you can stay a long period of time. You know, beat your rival. But, you know, if you look back in the season, say at this point in time, we're 1-1. Yeah, you're probably saying that's probably where we'll be. So, yes, this is the starting line. You know, our goal is a conference championship. We've got a very talented team that's coming into town, you know, home game at Meade, which is helpful. But you know, we don't know them all that well, so you know, we're gonna it's and they don't know us that well, so it's gonna be a good matchup. And you know, this starts conference play, and you know as well as I do, I mean, you've got to be, those are absolute critical wins. Four doesn't get it, five is maybe, six you're all right, you know, so you gotta keep going and keep notching those belts. But this is a huge one without a doubt.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks again, Rob.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.